The Holly Adams Urban Improvement District work session is back in session. We're now here from the road department. And you've got, the versatile shouldn't even be on here, should it?
No, it shouldn't.
We already, we agreed to that.
Okay, on that side, because it hasn't come out of the 2025 budget yet, we have not purchased it yet. It has to roll into the 2026, but the money's all there for it and everything, so you can pretty much just zero that out.
Okay, that's a moot issue.
But we have not, but we haven't paid for it in 2025 yet, so we rolled it over just in case we have to pay for it in 2026.
Okay. Mike, what are the, Workmaster tractors? Two of them?
There are two tractors. I need two tractors and a brush hog and a clay compactor.
So the two tractors that are on there are the ones that we use for mowing the roadside ditches with bush hogs on them?
I thought we had a new one.
We bought the new VersaBoom one, and then the backhoe is what we just paid off the lease. These two are 10 years old? How old are, 20 years old?
They're wore out.
Okay.
They're wore out. One's got a bad transmission right now, and one is using about a gallon of oil every week. So it's getting ready to shell. So I'm trying to put these in the auction in spring so we can get them out of here, because we might be able to get 15 apiece out of them.
And they're 80 new?
No, what I put down, they're about 60. I just put an average in there.
Just for a budget number.
Yep, it's just a rough budget number.
It's just a rough idea, because last year didn't work out. We wanted to get the bids. I wanted to make sure they got approved before I got the bids, and then you could look at the bids. Because it's gonna be a little less than that or a little more. I mean, I got the highest bid, the guy that bid last year on some of our stuff, I had him bid it. So we kinda got high bid there.
That's fine, it's a budget number that.
Yeah, it's around, around 58.
And what's the Rhino TW36 rotary cutter?
That's a brush hog.
Oh, okay.
We bought one already this year to replace one that blew up. Actually, the gear went out, and they're 20 years old too.
So this cutter will go on one of the new tractors?
Yes. So it did go on.
And we have a cutter for the other new tractor?
Yeah, we already have one right now.
Okay. Questions for the road department?
Out of all of them, if we couldn't do all of them, which would one this year work for the Workmaster and keep one alive? A second one alive, not the one with transmission, but maybe the other one is the second backup, and then budget next year for the next one?
I guess you could. Do you want to take that chance?
Well, we'd have a good one, and then we'd have two. I mean, you want to offload them for $15,000 apiece. So, I mean, the longer we wait, I get it. It goes down. But maybe we put one up for auction, and then keep the one as a backup. You know, use it as much as we can, but then run a 2-year phase out plan instead of all in 1 year. Because I don't know how much we're going to be able to fund out of all of these projects.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And so if we can, put that one on the maintenance list for next year for one of them. I'm just saying, where would you need your priorities on that? There's three things up there I saw, and one of them's negligible at the $6,000 one. So that leaves two 60 to 80 ones. If we did one, we keep.
They're gonna be 60.
Those aren't even on this budget sheet.
Okay, so around $60,000.
Well, next year I need something too. I've already got a plan here.
Well,
I'm gonna need $75,000 piece of wood next year.
Well, that's my point. So we should. That's what a budget's for.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be budgeting just for this year. We should be looking.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I get next year. I get that point. Then what are we gonna? What not do? I mean.
I would ask you. Well,
we could do whatever you want to do.
Well, no, we have a list. We have certain amount of funds.
Yeah.
your one department, their department, and if, I'd love to plan.
Well, I'll tell you this, with $1,341,000 in extras between all the departments.
We're not gonna get it.
We're not gonna get it all. 1.39 is a lot of money.
That's where you all make the decisions. I'm getting, I'm putting out there what I need.
Okay.
You can cut anything you want.
Okay. And again, for your budget, there's, did you have a chance to see this?
No, I haven't seen any of it. I mean, I got an old one here. Has any of the lines been changed?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I'm seeing what you're seeing. I'm seeing what you're seeing, and it's. I think it went off the old one.
I can't even see them.
I think it went off the. It's a side by side. It looks like Jennifer, I guess, took last year and kept the same line items and brought them over. So as I've been asking the rest of the department, is there something? But you haven't had a chance to look at it.
No.
I guess not. Rich, did any of the department heads see this ahead of time?
Nope. I should have forwarded all out to them, and I did not. I said all out to the BOC.
All right.
And
well,
basically, these basically
it's
everything
the same
is.
As last year, it's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
But
because I'm
looking
at about 99% this year of the budget, probably, or maybe 100.
And all these lines are the same stuff we
and
went over.
I didn't see anything that jumped right out at me, but what I'm saying is, like, this, in Misty's case, the restaurant, there were certain items that were like, well, we need to factor this in. We did it last year. But you're, you said pretty much yours is pretty much level.
Yeah, if it hadn't been changed, but I don't see.
Yeah, it looks like the biggest.
Everything,
I mean, we took out for the leased equipment that we don't have right now with the John
Deere.
Except
the $70,000 we just paid off on the tractor.
Yep.
That was the old lease.
Yep, that was $24,000 we were paying.
So that came out of that.
Well, $24,000 is just about half of one of your tractors.
That's what I'm saying.
Between what we saved on the lease and what we paid off and you sell them too, that just about paid for.
I'm trying to get
there. A lot of things. That mistake was made before I took this over. I told them before I took it over not to do it. And then I got the job, and then I told Danny not to sign the contract to buy it straight out. So they said it looked better on paper.
And Mike, here's another one. Similar to what the fire department is trying to do with their sale of their capital equipment on their fire truck. I remember talking to you. You've had some auction sales already. Where did that money go?
It's in his line item.
So I'm like,
it's another 24, 23 something.
But there, so we're already there's between what we just saved in the lease and the 24 back. That went back in the general fund. It went in the general fund, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
So again, that would come out of the general fund, and we're almost up to $50,000 right there.
Right.
So I'm just saying that. So.
Mm-hmm.
And like Mike says, I mean, these tractors that we have, if we get them on Purple Wave, they're pre-def. Everybody wants these pre-def tractors anyway, so they're gonna go for pretty good money.
All right. That's all.
Well, you hope they go for pretty good money. You can't ever be for sure, but pre-def stuff's going for pretty good amount of money.
Any other questions for the road department? Mike, you've explained what you need.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least, water department.
Best for last.
Next for last?
Best for last.
Oh, best for last.
You got nothing.
Huh?
When you get the 200,000 there?
The 200,000 for?
You just gave it. Upgrade at the plant.
It looks like you categorized it under general fund.
Oh, really?
So scroll up on the.
Oh.
It's not showing, the remarks aren't showing on the screen there.
Yeah,
the
it was based off of general.
Oh. The two sheets together.
No, that's what I'm telling you. It's there, but it's not up there for him to see.
Right.
Is it on the first one?
It's under admin.
So it's on the second one. Here?
No, scroll up.
Well, I think the 200,000 was the main cost for the UV protection. So there should have been the 200,000 for the SCADA system.
That's what he was saying. He didn't
UV project?
It's because it's we had it before with the four pages. Can I borrow you real quick?
She's trying to pull it up.
That's a PDF.
Why, she's pulling it up, I have a question.
There's not Excel on this computer.
I'm sorry. Where, Rich, where would be the water tower contract?
It's just a
where
PDF.
Would that, I didn't see that called out anywhere, so.
The water tower contract is under, where the heck was it? It's put in there.
I guess it should be with all the rest of the
yes,
the
it was added to the rest of them. So if you see the.
The other side, it won't let me. Yeah, we're just not going to repeat. Excel, it's not going to move. Mm-hmm.
Tank maintenance, I said.
So you get tank maintenance.
No, I see.
But I don't like
now.
No,
it says this $200,000 is 39 this here. Year to 128K.
Oh, okay.
So add contract.
Yes, right there. Yes, $89,000 for the tank maintenance.
$200,000
is attached to that right
yeah.
there.
Okay.
And that's to get it started. That's the one time you get it started.
No, that is for the 7 year.
Oh.
5 year?
5 years.
5 year.
Oh, that's good. All right.
Yeah, I think that's a 5 year deal.
So for the next, I mean, it's going to keep going. So the $128,000 will be the new line item for the tank. Because of the addition of the $89,000. So every year will be $128,000 from now on.
Wait. So you lost me. So you're saying we're gonna pay $128,000 per year?
For every single tank.
But we've only been paying $40,000 for everything but the
hydro tower. We're adding the hydro tower, which is $89,000 a year for 5 years. $89,000 a year for 5 years.
That's
so to paint the hydro, it's like 300 and some thousand.
Is this a new company or the same company?
Same company.
The price that we got is through the same company.
I think we need to find another company. And
well,
we had
a guy that was here.
Yeah. And we will. This is, once again, this is budget for rough estimate numbers.
Well, yeah, but I mean, for instance, we're paying for all the towers. So the rest, other towers... We did a long-term contract where those contracts, yeah, you paid a bunch up front, and that went to the company to get it all maintenance and get it into their plan.
Everything's under a year contract.
But then you spread out all those towers to equal $40,000 over long every year. Mm-hmm. But now you're telling me that there's $128,000 for one hydro tower, which is a big tower. I got it. It's a big tower. But
$128,000 would be all the towers with
yeah,
the
no, okay, 80,000
tower and all.
Right, but still $128,000. We're jumping from $40,000 for the towers we have.
I understand what you're saying. It's double. It's twice as much to do the hydro.
It doesn't feel
all
like
the
it's
other
right.
ones put together.
It doesn't.
I agree. It was the upfront cost was more.
And then you
and
got
then,
a maintenance schedule.
Yes, I agree.
Because that was right. It was $89,000 for the next 5 years, right?
For the hydro.
Yes.
The other times you got a maintenance fee, and that fluctuates a little bit.
Not $80,000 a year for one tank.
No, the $89,000, that's for one, the hydro, that's it, for 5 years.
$89,000?
So it's $89,000 per year for 5 years.
Yep.
That's a $400,000 contract.
What happens after 5 years without one?
Then it goes down to the, I think I emailed, it's a maintenance fee.
Yeah.
So that gets onto the maintenance fee for the rest of them. Like the rest of them are. The rest of them are on that maintenance fee.
So what we're paying, we're prepaying for a fee for painting, the maintenance, upkeep, paint, everything, for 5 years.
Wow, that's so much higher than those other contracts. Again, that's why we get bids. So again, if you're, that's a worst case scenario bid for right now.
Well, it's not the worst case. That tank alone is going to be twice as much as any other tank. It's a fluted tank. So it takes, three times as much paint to paint because of that design.
Yeah, I mean, I see volume versus, but
and see, here's, I mean, $90,000 a year for this 5 year contract is cheap from what I've seen.
Well, that's why we'll have to see more.
I mean,
this is the one I've seen.
Yeah, but from other contracts, wire tower contracts that I've signed and been on, this is cheap for that size tank. But we'll get bids. This is just your number.
We have at least 80.
Yeah.
We have a starting point, but that's what we're looking at right now.
And then you have to keep in mind, we may not be able to do this. Because of the fact when you take that tower down, we do not have the, we're gonna have to, well, five, for instance, it's, and I'll have to go back. So when the hydro tower drops, it turns well five or four on, pumps it, that keeps it full. So now with that tank being isolated off, that well five, it's gonna cause it to short cycle. It's gonna be on, off, on, off.
Is that because of
you don't
not
have
enough usage?
You don't have that tank there.
Yeah.
It's trying to fill that tank. And
because the tank is just,
well, it'll be empty, right?
Yeah.
It'll be empty. It's turned off. But, and I'm not sure, you know, that's what we're gonna have this like engineered even to make sure we can do this. So,
well, I get, like, there's a will, there's a way, we have to do it. I mean, otherwise we're gonna lose the tower for lack of maintenance. You're saying, okay, you're the expert. You're telling me we're not gonna, you don't maintenance something and it just continues to work?
Well, for instance, 9 old tank, when I first started, and you can go back and look at it, that's the first thing I said, that tank needs to be painted. I mean, it was bad. But that one, you can take down easy and get it repainted. The hydro, I mean, it's still structurally sound, everything, the paint may be faded, but...
But at what point is it not structurally sound to where it's going to cost us quadruple that to fix the problem?
Yeah,
the maintenance.
There again, you don't know if you can take it down and supplement all of it. So it's just because we got a price of the 300 and whatever it is total to take it down or paint it, you know, how much extra is it going to cost us to actually do it to get this functioning where we take it offline? I don't know that question yet. So.
Where'd you go, Trigger?
I didn't do anything, sir.
Well, how will we know that number?
We'll just have to get in contact with some engineers and try to see how we can take this tank down with and supply water still without that short cycling. Because that's the worst thing you do is a well pump, is have it on and off, on and off, on and off.
Yeah, I agree.
So
we need to hire an engineering company to figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
Over the next 5 years.
Well, I think once they figure it out, it's redundancy, right? They'll do the same thing every time.
The biggest problem is relief points. So if the well does run, you're going to have somewhere that's going to blow off pressure to help the well so it doesn't hammer on and off, on and off. I mean, the hydro tank is basically like a big pressure tank on top of your water heater, so that your water lines don't hammer. So we gotta figure out how we gotta do relief points so the well can run efficiency, but yet still not have 100% water loss. So it's kind of a little regular roller you gotta go through to take the water tower completely down, offline, for 2 weeks, roughly 2 weeks, to blast it, clean it, sterilize it, refinish it, repaint it. If they do the inside, you gotta send tests in, fill it back up, you gotta do tests off of it and everything else to get it back up and going.
Well, I guess going back to David's question, how much does that cost? Over and above the quoted $380,000 contract, how much does it cost to bring in an engineering company and do this? Is that $5,000 or is it $20,000 or is it $2,000?
I don't know. We'd
have to get estimates and bids for an engineering company to come in here and say, this is what we got to do, and what are they going to charge us?
Okay.
I think we should bid some, get out of the general fund. Never mind. I was going to say, we probably need to budget that in and get that taken care of and move forward, especially if we're going to put this as a line item to move forward with it.
Well, it has to be done.
I agree, it has to be done. So let's budget the, you know, put an engineer cost together.
Other questions for the water department?
Which the other thing is the SCADA, the new SCADA system. Dan, if you want to explain that.
What we have going on is the plant runs on a P PLC. It's a programmable logic control. It's like a, say, a mini computer. The plant runs on timers. And what we're experiencing is this PLC that's running the plant. It has these little episodes that it'll lose its train of thought. And we won't have the equipment that we need, like the RAS pumps and the WAS pumps and the aerator motors. They're all on timers. And they'll actually stop. And it won't do anything. And we have to go in there and see if we can't reboot this PLC. In talking with our SCADA person, he's adamantly suggesting that we change out that PLC in there. In order to do that, the PLC that we have came original with the plant. We cannot get, they don't sell that PLC anymore. It's obsolete. So he has to go in and reprogram a new PLC. So that's what the major cost is, trying to reprogram every little scenario with the plant. That we'll have to take the plant down and reboot this computer and go through like a trial and error period to see if it's actually back in running order. So it's a big undertaking, but it's something that's going to have to happen.
And what's the cost of that?
That's at $200,000.
That was part of the UV light.
Yeah, it said UV on that.
So with the UV, you got the remainder, that was a rough estimate of the payoff for the rest of UV, but then we got the $200,000 for the SCADA system upgrade.
Okay, so that's not on there.
That's not on there. She so left it off.
Now we're a million and a half.
Now we're a million and a half.
When would that have to be done?
About 4 years ago.
That's the remaining UV.
Wow. Right there.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're you know,
$200,000
on borrowed time. I don't know when. I mean, we had four episodes this past year that PLC, you know, went haywire.
Well, the whole thing went down in the tough state.
Well, yeah. And it's going to, I mean, if we proceed and get this new one, we're going to run into a problem anyhow because we're going to have to take it down. So we'll have to shut the plant down, have to run it manually, and that's going to be a job in itself, but there's nothing else we can do.
Will $200,000 cover it?
Yeah.
That's for a new computer and new programming.
That's the majority of that $200,000 is programming. That's the one that's going to take
time. A lot of time.
A lot of time.
I can't believe that there's not a retrofit from the old one to a new one.
Well, you got to think back, and you know, just like everything else, You go with a low bid, and you know, I mean, not the this sort of thing happens. It really does.
Okay. You pay me now or pay me later? Mm-hmm. Now it's later. Is this something you think we should definitely do in 2026?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's gonna be a problem.
We have this, but
right.
This budget meeting, but. We also, as a board, have to prioritize how and what we spend money on. I see you as a high priority. I can see the grass growing a little longer, but I can't see us not having sewer.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Okay. Wow. Other questions for the whole water and sewer department?
On another happy note, how are the fire hydrant testings going?
We haven't done. I mean, there's no. We had this discussion about several months ago about we only do it when the the ISO rating comes up, and they only want a certain number of hydrants.
What? I'm lost. I could have swore we thought
They worked on them once earlier this year.
Yeah.
And then we haven't done any more since.
Right. Because, but I thought, and again, I'm just going back to conversations I've heard in
it's
other
just,
work.
And me and Dan, I mean, which we get along because we're wire guys, but we're not gonna take and go out and we're gonna exercise the amount of hydrants we need to, but like right now with the 70% water loss, and then with Hysteria coming in, we didn't want to blow off hydrants for that. And then now we're getting into the winter months, you don't want to blow off hydrants in the winter.
I'm not a water guy, but to me, I would have personally would have wanted to have the hydrants done before the water test came in to see if you did blow anything, it would show up on a satellite image. So, I mean, that makes sense.
Oh, we know if a hydrant's leaking, we'll know about it. We know of the major leaks. We don't have a problem with the major leaks. It's the service lines and the, you know.
So if you're saying that by not checking these fire hydrants, it does not impact our ISO rating?
There again, we got limited people.
Dan, I heard limited part. I heard we had this conversation. Like you said, we heard.
I know.
We had this, but you're saying we don't want the fire department to do it because they'll blow the lines because they don't know what they're doing. You say we don't want to train them because we know what we're doing and we'll just get to it when we can get to it. That's what I thought I heard before. And so then that was earlier this year, and now here we are at the end of the year in the winter months, and we're saying we're not going to test these. So do we lose our ISO rating or do we not lose?
No, it has nothing to do.
We have to do
a certain amount every 3 years.
ISO rating. We lost some points, but we maintain our ISO rating.
But Gary, didn't you tell us that these are supposed to be pressure tested once a year by regulation?
I've got to do some more to check with ISO. They're changing their rules now, so I'm kind of confused on that myself. I'm going to get with our ISO representative and find out exactly what they're wanting because they have changed a few things, and I'm trying to figure out what they're changing. In the past, yes, a fire hydrant was supposed to be tested once every 5 years. Now, I'm talking flow tested. We're supposed to maintain them every year. That's mowing around them, flushing them, making sure they're going to operate. But a hydrant in the past has been once every 5 years, it has to be flow tested. From what I'm understanding, ISO is changing their rules, and those rules are what I'm trying to find out. What's current? What do you expect right now?
And I bring this up, like I said, I'm not trying to micromanage. The last thing I want to do, I just want to say, what are we required to do? If not doing the fire hydrants doesn't affect us, and it's just a work on them as they blow or as there's issues, I get it. But that's not what maybe I was wrong. That's not the way I thought I heard it. I thought that not doing them every year or not checking them could impact our ISO rating. So if that's what you're saying is not that factor, then I'm not as stressed personally.
That's what they said.
But so, and what I'm hearing though is basically I put it back on the department heads and Rich to say, what are we required to do? And you're saying you're still researching from the
fire. Yes, with the task force for the switchover, I was going to get the ISO rep up here anyway and visit with him. But now, you know, it's kind of on hold right now because of the lawsuit and everything. But I do want to get the ISO rep up here to visit, and that's questions we can pose to him to know exactly where we need to be right now.
I understood that in previous conversations that we had to do a test of some sort with every hydrant once a year.
What we've done in the past and what I've done traditionally in the past in other places, you take your, you got a 5-year plan on testing hydrants. Have for ISO, test a hydrant every 5 years as far as your flow testing. What we've done, we've divided those up to where this year you've done X amount. Next year you've done X amount. So you're not having to do every 5 years with every fire hydrant. We would break them up over a 5-year period. Maintenance, yes, has to be done every year. But in the past, the flow test was once every 5 years. What I want to make sure of is that has not changed. And I want to make sure I'm absolutely clear on it, because this is stuff that I'm learning recently.
But even under your own logic, you would, how many have we done this year then, just to keep it on a 5-year pace?
15.
Okay. So it's not zero then. But
and we have 221? Somewhere in that number, I believe, isn't it?
26, I think.
216.
Roughly 220.
Yeah.
216.
Yeah. 220.
5 years divided by 20.
And at minimum, they should at least been turned on or turned off, right?
Yes, it's recommended that they be checked, maintenance, flushed, you know, make sure all the crud's flushed out of them, make sure that the stems are oiled, and it's just basic maintenance. That's just open them up, flush it, yep, got good clear water,
We put, you know, food grade grease on the threads to make sure the caps come off easy. We put mineral oil in the stems to make sure that the stems will operate when we go to open them.
And who?
That's a maintenance every year.
Who's doing that?
Are you guys doing that? Cause I know we've not been doing it. Cause we've not been wanting, I've not been wanting to interfere and mess up his hydrants because of the issues he's been having.
And with the 15 flow tests and everything they did are the ones that they've done the maintenance on.
So we've done 15, not 220.
Yeah.
So we're back to the original question that I said, or, so we're back to, we are supposed to be maintaining these every year.
For maintenance, yes.
Well, we're supposed to be, we're
lost.
The ISO rating, as far as the hydrant and the ISO rating, which really affects us, is every 5 years until they change it.
And that's a pressure test.
That is a flow, flow and pressure test.
And so I misspoke.
As far as flushing, as far as just flushing the hydrants going out and just opening up and flushing them, they're the 15 are the only ones that they've done so far.
And we have a month left. So, and again, Dan, to Dan's point, he doesn't have the staff. So how do we bridge that gap for 200 remaining maintenance?
Can the maintenance be done by the fire department?
I don't have the staff to do it either. Our guys, our full-time staff are already overloaded with their responsibilities. I have an officer that's responsible for truck and building maintenance. My other officer is responsible for inspections and pre-fire planning. Our training, our other officer is responsible for training in operations. I don't have the manpower to go out and check every hydrant.
Can't we get some of the volunteer to do that?
I would like to, but there again, it's, you know, trying to work around their schedules and everything. Plus, training on their side. We try to keep those guys up. We try to train as much as we can to keep them proficient in firefighting and in their medical side. It's just a matter of trying to get it worked in there. And I want to coordinate with the water department too, because I don't want to mess up anything that they're trying to do.
So what I'm hearing is between the fire department and the water department, we cannot maintain our own hydrants. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. I don't have the manpower right now to go up there and do it. Not regularly.
Well, I'm glad I asked that question. So,
I guess my question to both of you is, how do we get to that point? We have to hire more people, or what's the story?
Would help. Yes.
Is there a contracted company that just comes out, and we shouldn't give them a list and say, here you go?
There are companies that do that. I talked to some at the Arkansas Municipal League last June.
Okay. Because, I mean...
And obviously they charge so much a hydrant or whatever.
I mean, that's the only way I can see it is contract theory.
That's
don't
how
have
a lot
staff,
of cities keep up with them too, so...
But there's another cost.
Yep.
Did they kind of give you any idea what that cost would be?
You'd have to call them. I can get names.
I can't. I don't think we can just say we're not going to maintain our firearms. That's just not a good idea. So we need a budget in to our emergency funds here, another issue.
When was the last time our hydrants were maintained?
I do not have an answer for you.
I drive by some of them, and they're so old and rusty looking, they haven't been touched in years.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I do not know.
And we've had this discussion before that the colors are based on the flow rate.
The cap and the bonnet colors that the fire department uses to determine flow rates, yes.
Are those up to date?
Not to my knowledge.
So when you pull up to a hydrant and pull out a hose and hook it on, you don't have any idea if they're going to get 300 gallons a minute or 900.
I'm going by old data about what the color of that hydrant was at the time, where that cap was, the time it was painted. That's all I know is at that time, that flow there, what it flows now, I do not know until I hook into it.
Well, I think it's an issue that the board's going to have to discuss in the near future, real near future. appreciate your honesty and bringing us up to date, at least we know what we're up against.
That's my job. I'll be as honest with you as I possibly can, if I know what, I'll let you know.
And we did have more data than what we have now, but somehow it passed fire chiefs, it disappeared.
We're playing catch up. We're playing catch up.
Bad news doesn't get better with that. That does that better with me just not knowing and not addressing it.
So. I'll be flat out honest with you, take what you need to know.
Alright.
Anything else for the water department?
I don't have anything.
And Dan, last question. So, all right, same question. If you haven't had a chance to look at it, if there's anything you know you're missing on a line item, that just so we can know.
Okay.
Enough for missing?
Yeah, I'll have to go back and look.
So basically, Dan, your upgrades is the SCADA is the biggest deal.
Yeah, and then trying to figure out what to do with the tank. I'll get some more information.
With the engineering to be able to shut down well 5.
And then the UV project. Are they up, where do we have for like finishing that up? Or are he's laughing? So he's laughing. That's good.
I'm sorry. We're at a standstill.
Oh.
We don't have all the equipment in. Or the equipment's to proceed has not showed up. And that's about all I can.
And again, it's out of our, it's the contractors and the state's, we're keeping the state informed, so we're not in jeopardy of being shut down because of our license. Okay. All right. Well, I guess that's all. So.
Do they have any idea when it's going to be here?
I have not heard anything for the past 3 weeks. Not a message, nothing, so. We cannot proceed until we hear something back from Trojan, and that's who the UV project made for us, Trojan. So.
Okay. Thank you. Other questions concerning the budget? And I guess I'm looking at the marina looks pretty. It's pretty stable because we subbed it out. I guess the only thing we didn't really touch on at all was the governor's office and the general fund, which that's what that 200 grand is for the SCADA system.
No, that's just the UV. That's the remaining balance of the UV project.
That's the estimated cost of the remainder of the UV.
The SCADA is not here at all.
We don't have the SCADA on anything.
Oh, so it's not, it's 200, it's 400,000.
That's what we said. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything we need to talk about with the admin department?
Wages are down. Besides that, there isn't much more difference.
I think the only thing we need to really do with this building, it needs to be painted on the outside. Yeah. There's the paint on some places, it's really chipping off, so eventually that's going to need to be addressed.
Painting of this building?
Outside.
Well, it sounds like we've got quite a bit of painting really around all of Hyson that we could hire a painting contractor, a full-time painter for.
We could.
Okay. Commissioner, comments? I'm sorry. Any public comments? Ken Brown.
You've been here a long time. I appreciate that, and I'm going to be real brief. On a budget, there's things that you want, there's things that you need, and the things that you must have. And the must-haves are what Dan just brought up. If that goes out tomorrow, we're in deep trouble. If a pump goes down on a well, we have to do it. no doubt about it. Well, one thing I wanted to mention was on the assessment, it's $838.50 for my home and your homes on a paved lot. That's been the same the last 2 or 3 years. And Linda's here as a city council member. The city has given Sid several hundred thousand the last year or two. Sheriff brought that up with the fire department and the roads and also the deputies. So one would think that if we've had these meetings with Cindy Reagan, we're talking about the city doing more and the Sid going down as far as the cost. So if there's ever going to be a takeover and the Sid would go away, you'd think that the amount of taxes would be up in the city and the amount of money would go down. So what we've heard today is several million dollars, it looks like, that's coming on that might be needs. But I want to say one thing about want, and Mark brought up the cover for the 50 or 60 golf carts. I don't think that they're going to turn down that contract if we didn't have that $126,000 cover, Clear Creek Golf. There's about 4 or 5 other golf cart companies here that would want to get our business for all those carts. And the reason they would like to have them covered, of course, they're worth more when we turn them back in on a lease. They can sell them to individuals or golf courses or whatever. The other thing is on the fire trucks. I was on the board when we bought the 3 fire trucks, and I remember Mr. Preston, I believe it was at that time, and Fire Chief Bates sent a mechanic and or a firefighter at least one occasion, if not two, to look at the fire trucks. I think one was maybe in Kansas, and I think one was all the way to California. And every Friday, the board members sign checks for different things and take turns of doing it. And I think I would sign a check for expenses for sending. So we have checked those trucks. Now, whether they were big enough motor and all that type of thing, I don't know. But the board made the decision to buy those trucks based on people who know about mechanics, and I don't. I can't even keep my car running except to bring it to a dealer. But, so we have had inspections of the truck. We had people that knew what they were doing to look at the trucks. So it's sad that we're having to sell them or get other trucks in the meantime. But as far as that assessment, I think the city council is in action right now of looking at ways that they could raise money and legally use it to benefit Holiday Island. And I think that's being worked on, and appreciate that, Linda and the mayor and all of you. But I think the costs are going up so much, and every director who is here today has good recommendations for maintaining things. But again, do we want it? Probably. Do we need it? Maybe. But do we must have it? And if it's a must, I think the fire departments, David, are a must have. I don't know where there's one by my house, but if I have a fire tonight, that better be worth it. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Any other public comments? David Dober.
Dave Dober in Oak Point Drive. I was just wondering about the general fund. And this will go to Rich. On a general fund, is that each department has a general fund? So
we have one big general fund. So it comes back here and then gets distributed out.
So who knows what goes where and how?
We have everything labeled.
So you know what the golf sold as a mower, and then they got that money in their general fund to buy a new mower?
If the golf course sells a mower on Purple Wave, that check comes here, and then it gets labeled, that amount of money gets labeled as golf mower.
Okay, all right. And then the other one on that pump 5, this might be for Dan. So you hire an engineer, and what's he going to tell you? What do you think he's going to tell you?
I
we need to know is when this tank shuts down, we do not have the storage of that tank. So first thing you need to tell us is well five, what we did, let me back up. So when we took the tank down over here in the Nighthawk, we had to go in there because it's fed by a booster pump. We had to change out the motors to what they call a VFD motor and have VFD controls. So it would actually turn on and off just like it's supposed to, except at a lower speed. So the motors you had, you know, and these are only motors that are, I think the ones we're doing are 7.5 horsepower. So it's a very small motor. The ones at well five are 60 horsepower. And if we have to get a VFD on there to fluctuate that flow coming in, that's one thing. And then trying to figure out where to put that excess water. Do we need to blow it off somewhere? Is it going to be wasted water? Because we're going to have to vent it somewhere. So that's the things we need an engineer to kind of figure out for us and let us know how this whole process is going to work. If we need to go in there and revamp well five, that means we'll have to take them motors down. Well, again, these motors are original. So the new motors are going to be a lot smaller. And the piping that's inside situated with that well, again, we'll have to look at that as a total thing too, because the leg lengths are all going to be different sizes. So how do we get that motor plus, you know, the pump back inside? So those are, you know, answers we need to figure out with the engineer.
Thanks, Dan.
That was David, did you have anything else?
No, that was it.
Okay.
No, that was it. Thank you.
Any other comments?
We are working on refunding the UV, the money that we took in for the UV when we thought we were going to bond it. We are working on refunding that money back to the customers.
Anything else?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Oh, not yet. I have one last thing, if that's it. So on the agenda, we have the undesignated reserve fund that we were going to do as for. We're going to be doing a second reading on next week. And I'm talking to Jennifer, and actually after Phyllis and I believe Ken had raised concerns on, like, do we have to actually change the regulation to lower our 35% minimum threshold for our restricted reserve funds, which is like a rainy day fund, if you will. And earlier this year, when I first got on the board, I had reached out to our accountant to ask the same question that Phyllis asked and Ken asked during open session. Can we not use our major project line item, which is a restricted, self-restricted line item, and the general fund to self-fund the bond or the UV project instead of taking out a bond? Because if you remember in January, all we were waiting on was the paperwork and ready to move forward with a bond that was already approved by the previous board. At the time, Jennifer let me know that, you know, in the email that we could not. That would put us into a negative debt because at the time, it was January, the 2025 budget had just been approved. It would have to re-rack. We'd have to vote on the new budget and everything. So she was recommending, you know, I said, well, can we do this, lower our threshold? And she said, well, that would be a way to do it. Or just re-rack the budget later in the year. Well, we also thought that we were going to have to pay for the UV project that was already supposed to be in the ground by this time, and it's not, so it's been delayed. So when Phyllis asked that question, and I reached back out to Jennifer for clarification, she confirmed that we can, in fact, go ahead and use our restricted fund line item, which I think has we're going to pull out of the 600-ish, 500,000 of that from the restricted line item, leaving 100K left in the restricted line item. And then, as we talked about earlier, the remaining 200 would come out of the general fund. Right. And so so all that's to say is, based on what we're talking about, we may decide as a board to maybe still take out and lower it to 30% instead of the 24%, which we was that the first reading? Or if we can actually pay for it, and my new thought is let's just go ahead and budget it in and not lower the restriction potentially. We'd have to vote on it. We all voted unanimously for it based on the information we had at the time. We still have to pull up the second reading based on knowing that we can go ahead and budget and use the 2026 budget as our general fund and the restricted line item, we'd be okay. If at some time in the future in 2026, it turns out we still have an issue, and we could then ask to lower it at that time, and maybe not come all the way to 24%, maybe we only need to pull 5% of our restricted funds. So all that to say is I want to give everybody a background, so when we vote on the second reading on Monday, you'll have the context to vote or not on how you want to do it. We only voted once, so to close the loop, we should probably either vote it up or down, is what I'm trying to say next week.
Either say yes or no.
Yes.
I don't know that we even need to have a second vote.
I don't know. I was trying to keep it clean, so if we can just say, can we just legally just say we don't... Take a vote again.
Vote, it goes away.
Yeah. We don't do anything.
So don't bring it up.
We would still have to vote to dissolve it because it's already written as a regulation and we have taken one vote on it. We would still have to vote to disregard it.
It's a simple thing. Just bring it up and just, I'll take a roll call vote with a second reading and it would die. It basically got to happen.
We have.
I think that's the
So basically, if you all voted no for the second time, then we would have to take and do a roll call vote on to abolish it completely.
I don't know what happens if we don't do a second vote. It'll just go away.
If somebody looks back on our agendas, we can look back because we posted out there.
Because
our reading, they
because
can come
the regulation number.
Well, yeah, but it only takes a minute to bring it up, have a vote.
Since the regulation number is already presented and we've done one vote, we have to reverse it.
And I think it's really going to be quick. We don't even have to do the whole reading. We just read by title only, take a roll call vote, and let the outcome play.
Very well.
Thank you. That's all.
I made a motion to adjourn.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
So moved and seconded. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
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 Opposed? This meeting is adjourned.